This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, you're too sweet. It's Alice at 97.3. And it's Friday. Yay. Oh, so excited. Sun's up. The sky's clear. Oh, who could ask for anything more? It's Friday. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. It is sold out. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, the big Alice holiday party. Sold out. Right now, you can win a pair of tickets and be in the running for front row tickets, plus a meet and greet with One Republic right now. This hour's code word is winter, W-I-N-T-E-R, winter. Take the word winter and text it to our contest line 20357, and you'll have a chance to win front row tickets to the show and that meet and greet. So fun. This hour's code word is winter.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
A lot of people were requesting that on Friday.
You know what? Find ways to work that in. Yeah, that's definitely makes me happy. It's definitely a weird and wonderful piece of the show. The treat yourself a round of sausage. Oh. That part.
That's the part Vinny likes the best.
Well, that is the part where you realize that you're dumb.
I feel that far too often. I feel him in that moment. I definitely do.
One more time.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
It is good.
If you missed that, go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, two days ago, Wednesdays, 6 o'clock in the morning podcast, because it's fine. Is that going to be on the Saturday morning special tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you listen to the Saturday morning special tomorrow. Get your coffee, get cozy, all warmy, and then listen. I am very excited about the fight tonight. And I gave it some thought yesterday, because it is true. Like, I have spent a lot of my life not liking Mike Tyson. Like, that guy is a rapist. He went to jail. He's an abuser. But I don't know why I have such a visceral reaction to Jake Paul. What do I care about this guy who makes kajillions of dollars yelling and fighting people on YouTube? Like, what do I care? But somehow I do. I want Mike Tyson to win. I just do. And maybe it's because he's like my age and trying to have a comeback. But like, put up your dukes over here.
I don't know why. As I've looked at it, and maybe people know the answer because I haven't actually sat down and done research on Jake Paul, but he is a dude who had an acting career. He was a Disney guy.
Oh,
so he
was he like a young one of the young Disney kids?
He was on Bizardvark and the other shows with Olivia Rodrigo. They're both about the same age, I guess, or he might be older. But
and there's a brother too. There's a Logan Paul. Oh yeah, he played the role of Dirk Mann on the Disney Channel series Bizardvark.
There you go. So to me.
Oh, but he rose to fame on Vine.
Yeah, he and his brother.
Were social media stars.
Before YouTube was big, they were on Vine when Vine was big.
Vine was a thing for them. I don't get is, and this is the thing Mike Tyson will talk about, has talked about. You can find audio of this. He's like, I only had this to get out of the gutter. Like, I came up out of nowhere with boxing.
I fought my way out.
This is a guy who could have acted his way up. But he's chosen
to
fight.
He just loves to hit people, I guess.
I don't understand
it. Love to get punched in the face.
I mean, you can love boxing, but it is not an easy way to make your ducks.
Yeah, if you can, on Netflix, they have Untold, Jake Paul, the problem child. Very good. If you want to know anything, if you're interested in learning more about him, I really enjoyed it and I had a lot of respect for him at the end of it.
Wow.
Yeah. I am surprised to hear that. I'm looking at, they are saying here, watch Untold, Jake Paul, the problem child, pro boxing sensation. Does he hold a title?
No.
You can box. Why are they saying? You can go pro and lose and still be.
Oh, so you're just saying. I mean, how are you a sensation if you're not winning anything?
Well, he's getting paid $40 million to fight tonight.
He is. Well, this is not a pro fight. This is an exhibition fight, as you talked about. Are there any acts on the undercard that are contenders for any kind of title?
I don't know. And this is, I realize I'm your reporter, ladies and gentlemen, and I've let you down. I pay no attention to boxing. I don't know any of the names. I have no idea who's on the card. I was looking. Here's what I went searching for. When does the actual Tyson-Paul fight start? Because I don't want to sit in my front of my TV from 5 to 7 waiting for the actual 7 o'clock.
How about I text you when it's about to start?
Yeah, whatever.
Would that be helpful? Because I am going to have it on, and I'm with you. I think it might not start till 8 p.m. You know, John's band's coming over. They're having their rehearsal. Maddie's going to come over. We're going to make some pizzas. And I told John, I'm like, just go rehearse and I'll yell when it's on.
So there is a title fight.
There is.
Yeah, it is a women's title fight.
Okay.
Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano.
We talked about this yesterday. Yeah.
So this is
a legit title fight.
This is a legit.
To determine what?
Super lightweight champion.
And it's the 140 weight class.
And then we've got a couple welterweights I've never heard of.
Anyway.
So there are some legit fights tonight.
They're all real fights other than.
Well, they're, yes.
I'm going to put it on either way. And I might even try to. Well, I guess you can't record it. But
I don't know.
But it is one of those things that once, for me, if I don't see it when it happens, I'm probably not going to go back and watch it.
Yep.
Right.
So I need to be there. So I wrote the missus and was like, you know, the Tyson fight is tonight. Trying to let her know, like, if we're going to eat or go out to eat, we need to do it early because I want to be back.
Right.
But I don't know the time frame. I looked it up.
If there's 7 fights before it, I suppose they can't really do an accurate prediction because some of these fights could be over in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And some might take the whole time. I'll text you.
Okay.
I'll just let you know when it's getting close. Maddie's going to get to my house. What did you say? Like, or maybe around 5:30 or something. I just can't imagine that we get to it by 5:30. Like,
there's no chance.
You're right.
No chance.
I mean, there's a big basketball game, West Virginia versus Pitt. So, gotta watch.
And for Netflix purposes, they'll try to drag that out as much as possible.
Oh, they're getting live eyeballs.
Yep.
That is a way. That's quite a way to get a head count. I find it really interesting. Like, I thought, okay, it's on Netflix, but I probably have to pay extra for it. And you don't. It's included if you have Netflix. That's an included thing, which just, I feel like they must get the benefit of so many people signing up for Netflix that it's in order to have this, that it's worth it to them because it's at least a $60 million fight. I want to say I heard win or lose, Jake Paul is getting $40 million and win or lose, Mike Tyson's getting 20.
Yep.
Like, and then there's all these other fights as well. Like what happened to the days when $1 million was a lot of money? Like, where did those days go? Are those back in 2005? Was this?
I'll tell you what happened to those days.
What happened?
Tech happened to those days.
Yeah.
Technology happened to those days.
Tech money.
And suddenly, companies are like, what's the quote? A million's not the goal. Or what's a million's not
a million dollars?
A lot.
That's not cool. You know what's cool?
A billion.
A billion dollars.
Yeah, that's whatever. Who said that? Is that Zuck?
It was. No, it was said to Zuck by Justin Timberlake's character. He played the Napster guy. It's in that movie.
Sean Parker.
Oh, good.
Whatever. That's one of those things I think about a lot, right. Even if it
well,
never
that's
happened.
That's such a great scene in the movie. Right. It might have never happened in real life, but that was beautifully done. Yeah. And you know what's cool now? $1 trillion. Like, forget $1 billion. We skipped over $1 billion. Like, these people with their hundreds of billions of dollars. What is going on here? Anyway, yesterday, they're doing all the hype stuff and the warm-ups and the weigh-ins and all the things that they're doing, getting down into their little tiny, weeny, teeny, weeny underwears to get the weigh-in. And Jake Paul was taunting Mike Tyson. Like, I guess, you know, they're face-to-face and they're standing there in their little underpanties. Well, Mike is. Iron Mike is wearing tiny, tiny. Jake Paul's got like some sort of bushy looking pants on. I don't know, not bushy, like bulbous. They're big, loose panties. Not even panties. They go all the way to the floor. They're actual pants. But he's in his face, but they're in each other's face. And Mike Tyson just slaps him. Like, slaps him hard, too. And you can tell he's surprised. Like, he thought he was getting away with it. And Mike is just like, argh! And Jake kind of drops down to the ground. And he definitely surprised. But then he's on Twitter going, this is a pinch me moment. I got slapped by Mike Tyson. And somebody puts up the fight and he's looking chagrined. And the guy's like, it doesn't look like a pinch me moment. But then I was talking to Vinny about this, and he was saying that you talked about a Jimmy Kimmel incident.
Look, this is what
the guy's menacing.
We all know Tyson to be the guy who I don't remember the beauty queen's name that he raped. He did go to jail for raping a lady.
It wasn't Robin Givens.
No, Robin
that was
Givens
his wife.
Was
she
his
said
wife,
I was
but
abused.
She also,
and, right.
And he has said into cameras, and I'm not excusing him, but he's never said, I'm a great guy. He has always said, I'm a savage. I came up hard. This is what I do. He bit Holyfield's ear off and we giggle about it. But he bit Holyfield. Like, that's what he did.
Yep.
He's the guy who says, I want to eat your... Find the quote. I want to eat your children.
Yeah. Desiree Washington was the young lady.
But he said, I want to eat... What was her name?
Desiree Washington.
And you know what's weird? As we talked about this, and I do know who he is. He's a guy who's done jail time for rape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we all know that.
He's a bad guy.
I was thinking, where did Robin Givens go?
Maybe she just doesn't want Mike Tyson to be able to find her.
No. Well, maybe,
like, where is she in the world?
Like, as that name comes up, I went, oh, Robin Givens. She was one of the hottest ladies on the planet in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe she did take whatever she got from that settlement and went, life's too short to be involved with any of this crap.
She is currently working on two new movies with her son, Billy Givens Jensen.
Oh!
She's directed a bunch of movies.
Wow, she's still in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Quietly, but great. Good for her.
Yeah, I don't see any.
Still looks good, too.
She looks great. I don't see any like news stories about her, but she's very quietly adding to her IMDb. That's
good
for
her.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that because I was thinking, man, she went poof.
So,
and she didn't go poof.
No, she's hanging around. I guess she just got away from Mike and went.
Well, there are
pictures
of a
nice quiet life.
You're the one of him next to her in the bottom middle there.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to get back to that?
Nah, it
that's
doesn't
okay.
matter.
It's fine.
It's just him young.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah.
86 is when they say she made it big in Hollywood.
Head of the Class is the show I was trying
to
remember.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was on that show.
Yeah.
86 to 91, it says here. Mm. So Mike Tyson, he bitch slapped Jake Paul. And it's all on video. They got face-to-face after the weigh-in. What do you call those bushy pants? Just big, sort of like...
Genie pants?
Yeah, like genie pants, Finn. Good call. It's almost like the bottom of a gi, you know, that whole outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really see the pant leg on it, but they're just, you know, big, lots of fabric.
Like MC Hammer's pants?
Like that, but not as... Like, I always think of those being a little shinier, but maybe I'm crazy. Anyway, Mike landed a right-hand slap, just, and a good, like, a solid contact.
And if you're familiar with boxing, you'd know this is all part of the promotion, all part of the hype machine, all part, like, if anything, they all walked off the stage and went, great job, everyone. Yeah. You did what you were supposed to.
Exactly.
So it's all good.
Jake was taunting Tyson, motioning for him to hit his face again. Oh, yeah, do it again.
I'm always uncomfortable when you see, and they do this in the UFC still to this day, when they get nose to nose and stay there, and you're like, okay.
Why don't you guys just make out already?
Like, what are you guys doing? What is this? We're just going to sit here and watch you stare each other down? Like, no thanks. I'll wait till you get in the ring.
That's funny. Yeah. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Me too.
Because I could never stare at somebody like that. Yeah.
Well, these guys are dead inside, and they just look at each other like, I'm going to make you dead on the outside too.
Mm-hmm.
They had just completed their weigh-ins. Do you guys, I wouldn't have been able to guess what they, in fact, I would have said much heavier than this just based on muscle.
Tyson's 215.
And what's Paul?
Well, did I get it right?
No.
Oh.
You're very close though.
Paul's 230.
Tyson is heavier than Paul by about a pound and 2 ounces.
Oh, I'm really surprised to hear that.
Yeah. 228 pounds. I know, because Tyson is a good 3-4 inches shorter. Can you find their heights?
And always was shorter than the big. Yeah. He fought big dudes and took them down.
I mean, he was always like a tank. Mm-hmm. Like, I was watching some early footage of him fighting, and I hate to say this because he is a monster. There was a grace. He was a powerhouse who also danced back in a way. Like, it was very dangerous. Attack.
We got a text yesterday when we were talking about this guy, and he's a rip. We understand all that.
Yes.
He was always that guy. He used to make his way into the ring, and this is a sport, a flashy sport, a big sport where they wear glowing robes and shiny shorts. He walked in with black high tops, no socks, black shorts, and he would tear a hand towel in a hole down the middle and put it over his head and had a little bit coming down the front and a little bit. That's what he wore into the ring. Like, he was always no nonsense. I'm going to kill you.
Yes.
Always.
I am here to kill you.
So it's
so
going to be interesting to see. He did leave with losses on his record.
Oh yeah.
He didn't leave the ring a champion. So whether or not he gets his ass kicked, he's making his $20 million.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see.
He's 3 inches shorter. Mike Tyson's 5'10", and Jake Paul 6'1".
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at the weigh-in stuff from yesterday. He looks Mike Tyson looks massive. He does. He looks like he's put the work in. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, this was scheduled to happen over the summer, and I want to say he had like an ulcer or some stomach problem that he canceled it for. Maybe he was just like, I'm in a good place. Keep on working out. Because I really think, look at him. He's just, honestly, he looks like this compact killing machine.
He probably won't keep working
out,
though.
Versace panties.
I saw a clip.
This has got to be the last one, right?
I saw a clip of Jake Gyllenhaal, who had gotten just shredded for the Roadhouse movie he did.
Yeah.
And it was a clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger complimenting Jake, saying, you've got a great body, and you know, you're
in
great shape.
Body.
And he says, you know, someone asked him if he kept that up, and he said, no, the minute we were done filming, I was done. Like, no.
I was like, please take me to a burger joint.
I don't want
to
do any of that ever again.
I want a chocolate shake.
And I just thought that is
classic.
Actually,
I want 3 chocolate shakes, 4 cheeseburgers, and then I just want to sit still for like a couple weeks and not move.
But it was, I don't think Tyson's going to keep it going either. He's going to go, no, that's hard.
Well, he was doughy. Mm-hmm. I mean, a few years ago, the last thing I think I've seen was, you remember when those hoverboards were all the rage? And he's got some mansion somewhere, and somebody's given him one of those hoverboards. They don't hover. They're just, you know, they were like a little sort of motorized platform. You'd lean into it, it would go faster, you could turn it. They were cool. There was some fun factor there. Well, he wiped out on it hard. Like, he just falls over backwards. It's not, and I just went, whoa. Like, that is not the Mike Tyson that I know. That guy is, he had just let it all go.
Oh, and he's been through a lot. He, you know, was sober, and then he wasn't sober.
Major addiction problems.
And then he got back. He's been sober for quite a while now. And then he had this, remember, this kid died in his house.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
He's also someone who's in the pot business.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I wonder if that was where his addiction problems came from, is like, you know, it hurts to be beaten up.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't have a fun childhood, that's for sure.
No, sounds terrible.
Yeah, remember his child died on the home treadmill.
Yep.
It was an accident.
Oh my God, I do remember that.
Yeah.
He was like strangled or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God, that's awful. Yeah,
Still a bad guy.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, losing a child. I feel for the child. Child didn't pick him as a dad.
Oh, I feel for anybody who loses their kid. That is not something that you ever should have to try to live through. Because
right?
I feel like there's no life after that.
How do you? What do I do now? How do I ever not feel guilty about that or terrible about it? How do I ever stop thinking about it? Mm. You know what? I'm completely out of time. I do have some TV and movie stuff from this weekend. A lot of the trailers are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you're looking for something, I did put a lot of things up there and I'll try and squeeze some of them in later. But right now, we're going to turn it over to Vinny.
Thanksgiving is next, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night on this mega Eras tour that she's been on for what seems like an era unto itself. She even released an album in the middle of the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you were like, man, I really wish I could have gone to that. Well, maybe it's not too late. Why don't you pick up the free Odyssey app, wherever apps are sold. It's free. You don't have to buy it. And then listen to Alice for at least an hour in a single day to get your daily entry. Every day that you do that, you get another entry for this. You could win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift in Vancouver, Canada on the final stop of the Eras Tour. Round trip airfare for two and two nights hotel stay. Check it out. Get that free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation has built a 30-year legacy of providing help where our communities need it most. Today, the foundation is full of gratitude for all the work our Bay Area nonprofits and other organizations do. Discover more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. It's pretty beautiful out here in the city of San Francisco as I look out the window of Studio 9. Really nice blue skies. You may see a few scattered clouds, but no rain expected, although we do expect snow in Tahoe. And that's pretty cool. We need that.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it coming.
Philadelphia beat Washington last night, 26-18.
Boo!
And on Sunday, pardon me, on Sunday, Seattle is in town to take on the Niners. So it's a home game, 105 game time. Go Niners.
Go Niners. Boo, boo.
Okay, so I mentioned Thanksgiving. We're less than 2 weeks out now, right? In fact, is it 2 weeks to Black Friday?
I think today is Black, 2 weeks from today is Black Friday.
So for those of you who are hosting,
yeah,
they say,
the pressure's on.
You should have already started planning. If you haven't started, what are you, crazy?
Well, you should at least have your turkey, right?
Thanksgiving is coming up fast, and if you were selected to host this year,
lucky.
Resources like Food Network and Food and Wine say you should have been planning last month. You're late. Get on it. That includes the guest list. That includes the menu. Decide what you're cooking and make a shopping list. That includes communicating about any dishes or drinks that other people may bring.
Yeah, that's one of the big things, is that a lot of times people are bringing over their special casserole or whatever it is. You got to figure, you do need to figure that stuff out, because a lot of times it's on you to heat up the thing they brought and get it all on the table at the same time. It's all about timing with Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. A turkey, at this point, you either need to have your fresh turkey on order, or it might be a good idea to have the frozen one in your freezer at your house so that you can pull it out in a timely manner, and not be like, oh my God, those birds are selling fast and I can't get my hands on the size one I need.
Yeah.
Clean your fridge. Didn't you say it's National Clean Your Fridge Day? Here's why.
I bet that's why.
It's Thanksgiving.
That's actually a really good point. This is the time of year. You're going to have so many leftovers. That whole fridge is going to be chock-a-block full of all the stuff people are bringing over and the things that you've got ready to go. Like, that is, now's the time.
If you're throwing, round of sausage.
Yeah, get the rounds of sausage out of there.
If you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner, these are some things that you need to consider. A clean fridge, a clean oven.
Oh, right.
Even if you only clean your oven once a year, it should be now, before you really put it to work in a couple weeks.
I wonder if today's clean out your fridge and tomorrow's clean out your oven.
Maybe. The inventory of your pantry. Mm. Take inventory and find out what you need. Look at everything you've got and what you need. Make your list and get working on it.
You know, this is actually a pretty good time to do some of that stuff, because honestly, your pantry can get out of control too. All those things that are in there, like maybe once a year you go and check all the dates. Some of it lasts for a long time, and other stuff expired 3 years ago. Get it out of there.
Wallet Hub put out its annual list of the best cities for Thanksgiving, considering stuff like food costs, local traditions, pumpkin patches, charitable giving, volunteer opportunities, and weather. They considered 100 cities, and in the end, San Diego was named the top place to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Really? Mm-hmm. San Diego, of all places.
San Francisco came in third.
Oh,
so that's pretty good. San Jose came in fourth.
What's the matter with this?
I mean, I'd like to see us, you know, number one. Why? How? What's the matter with us?
I don't understand. I don't know. That doesn't. It seems like we're very expensive, and it doesn't feel like this would be a Thanksgiving town. But okay.
Now, the bottom of the list, the worst places to enjoy Thanksgiving: Stockton, number one.
Are these all cities in in California?
No, I'm just mentioning the ones in California.
The worst one is Stockton.
In the top 10 cities it's San Diego, Atlanta, San Francisco, San Jose, Dallas, Lexington, Kentucky,
okay,
San Antonio, Texas, Vegas.
Vegas?
Louisville, Kentucky, and
so
Orlando.
Weird.
I don't know.
How strange.
I told you how they measure it, and this is Wallet Hub, so they looked at all this stuff.
Well,
here's what they came up with. But on the worst, Stockton, San Bernardino, Long Beach, California, Riverside, and Chula Vista. So Stockton, like, wins the whole thing, and they're the closest thing to us.
Sorry,
we don't call Stockton's not the Bay Area.
I don't know. Is it East Bay? I don't really know exactly what they call that.
I'd call it Central Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. I know that it's expanded.
I know. It is. It's bigger than you think.
But I don't even think where I live is considered the Bay Area.
Oh, really? I feel like it.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Just deep South Bay? I mean, because you're not all the way over the hill. You're like,
no, we're all
the
way over the hill.
But you're in the hills.
Mm.
Like, you could make an argument for it. Is Stockton
I wouldn't, though,
in the Bay Area?
I wouldn't make an argument. I don't like to argue. I'd rather just.
You're crazy.
No, you're crazy.
You're right. Okay, it is in the Central Valley, San Joaquin. Is it considered the Bay Area?
I feel like the Bay Area stops at Tracy.
Yeah, it isolates it from other nearby cities and those. Yeah, they're saying no.
That Stockton's not.
Right. It looks beautiful. They've got some lovely pictures of it here. Children's Museum of Stockton, some wineries. Oh, there's a river of some kind. Oh, it looks beautiful. I'm going to go visit Stockton. for Thanksgiving.
Many women can be upfront about how many besties they have and who they are. Men seem to be a little more elusive about how many best buds they have and where they rank. According to a, I don't necessarily know that you need to rank. I tell my daughters this, like, you don't, you can have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a best. And it's kind of lame to be like, my bestie's this person because I'm with this person this week. The next week, well, I'm spending more time with that person, yeah, and that's my best. You don't need to do that.
Right.
You don't have to.
Well, right, you don't have to. But I think especially when you're a kid, a best friend is a thing. Like, this is my go-to person. This is the person I look for at school. This is the person I hang out with and share all my deepest secrets. As you get older, it does seem silly to rank your friends. You just, you know, enjoy. You can enjoy a wide variety of people, mm-hmm, at different times in different combinations.
According to this report, the average American has 8 friends total. Oh, sorry. The average American man has 8 friends total, including 5 general friends, 3 close friends, and 2 best friends.
Oh.
A third of men are most comfortable calling their friends bro.
Do you call your friends bro?
I do.
Hey, bro.
I call everybody bro. Oh.
I call people homes or homie, though, so that's up. That's on my list. Brother, I don't do. Or bestie, I don't do. But some do. Bestie? It's written down there. Yeah, I would.
I would never, like, say, hey, bestie. But I have said, like, you know, she's a bestie, you know. Like you're really close friends, your best friends.
But I think that's more of a girl thing. I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Men spend an average of 4 hours connecting with friends every week, which includes 94 minutes hanging out in person, 52 minutes texting, 42 minutes talking on the phone, and 39 minutes DMing on social media.
Sound about right?
I'm probably a little lower than that. I do go surfing with my friends on occasion, which can amount to 4 hours. So that might work for that. But 94 minutes just hanging out.
Well, you did do a dinner party the other night.
Well, I did. You're right.
That was a hangout.
I mean, I didn't, but I did, you know.
Right. But, and you would consider those people to be true friends of yours.
Yes.
Okay.
52 minutes texting. No. I do talk to my friend Billy down south and my friend Jason Cisco down south, which would amount to 42 minutes in a week. So yes.
Oh.
Absolutely do that.
Do you do that on the phone in the car?
Yes.
That's a good way to kill that hour. You know, that's nice.
Well, it's a great time to catch up with mom. It's a great time to catch up with my boys. You know, whatever. Anyway, men and their friends.
Oh, it's cute. I like, you know, we talk about moving to Vermont when we retire or going, you know, heading to the East Coast. And John's like, you know what? I would hate to give up my buddies here. Like, he's got golfing buddies and his softball buddies and his music buddies. I'm like, you know what? That's true.
He would be bummed at it. He might not know it. I don't know their relationship.
Does know
if he left Pat, he would be like, that guy and me have spent every, I don't know, all the time together.
Yep.
For all these years.
We've raised our kids together.
There would be a vacancy there in his life.
Huge vacancy. And it's not that we'd never see them again, but John is like, you know what's great? Living here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that is true. The living's easy.
Yeah, it is.
It's not cheap, but it's easy. You know, oh no, it's winter. There's some rain.
When traveling for the holidays and your airline inevitably loses your bag, you might have an easier time getting it back.
Oh, yeah, how?
Apple announced a new feature that will allow you to share your AirTag location data directly with the airlines.
Oh.
So for all the people who are throwing an AirTag in their bag, it appears now they're going to, like, it's more useful. You'll be able to tell the... So I don't know what was happening before, if you were bringing your phone directly to them and going, look.
Here's where it is.
Tracking your bag by tossing an AirTag in has become a popular hack since they debuted, the AirTags did, in 2021. There's never been an easy way to share the info in real time. You could see where your bag was, but your airline couldn't. The new feature is called Share Item Location, and it'll be an option for iPhone users in Apple's next software update.
I like it. I think that's great.
It lets you securely share the info so someone else sees what you're seeing in your Find My app. And I have to assume that doesn't mean that also have access to your nudes. Like, you're just sharing that.
Find My, that's in my Find My Nudes app.
Right.
Yeah. just only share your Find My Tags app.
Delta partnered with Apple on it, and 14 more airlines have also signed up.
That's great.
A Delta spokesperson says that they'll roll the feature out in select airports for the holidays, and they plan to have it working everywhere by early next year. They say it should help them locate bags more efficiently and effectively. So, boom, AirTags in your bags.
I wonder if your AirTagged bag got on the wrong plane entirely, if they would have a network, if you shared it, so wherever that thing landed, they'd be able to get it to you. Because don't you have to be kind of near an AirTag in order to find it?
I don't think so.
No, it's like Find My iPhone. It's wherever it is.
Is that so?
As long as the tag is near something that...
Have you guys done the Find My iPhone recently?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I do it every day. Yeah, like for John. Oh, I find my friends on that thing.
Okay. When you do the Find My iPhone now, it brings you into it. It says you're 20 feet.
Oh,
19
really?
Feet.
So are you talking about like on your phone when you go, you know, you hit the thing and then to make your phone go boo, 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 boo.
Right.
It walks you into it.
It's
warmer.
Like it does it on my watch or whatever. It'll say 20 feet, 25 feet, you're going the wrong way. Turn around.
That's scary.
19 feet. Yeah. It walks you into it. And the weird part is
if
you have a two-story house, you might be like,
I'm here. What? Oh, it's upstairs.
It's above you.
It's above you, dum-dum.
It's neat.
It's in your pocket.
I mean, technology.
Right. Everywhere I go, there it is.
You'd think at some point these companies would go, look at all we've accomplished. Do we really need to come up with new and exciting ways? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the app walks you right to your item.
That's incredible.
So go AirTags. And if you've got expensive, like, you know, my luggage. In fact, usually when I travel, I'm bringing my crappiest stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I go buy new clothes for trips.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
I want to look my best.
Oh, no, I'm like, these are the jeans I can afford to, you know, have 5 days of stains on. These are the ones I'm bringing.
Oh, well, he doesn't. He packs his own pillow, all his own bedding. I mean, no wonder he's only got room for like one thing.
The pants I'm wearing.
Underwear.
Yeah, that's it. Pants I'm wearing. America's napkin, Levi's.
Levi's. Years ago, weird that they never did a campaign about it.
No, it is weird because that is the way. I did say it into a mic right here, 25 or 30 years ago. Mm. People, you saw it. You heard it.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
If they come out with that now, we'll be like, where's Vinny's cut?
That's the commercial. It's so simple. You know, guy eating a burrito right on the pants, uses his hand to just...
Yeah, wipes it off. Let me clean my hand off.
What?
Everybody wipes their hands on their jeans.
That's what jeans are for. That's why you have them. They're not slacks. They're jeans.
Yeah. That's why you should wash your jeans on the regular. No. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Put a little loop.
Why is Sarah talking about the aliens found in the ocean?
What? When did I talk about aliens in the ocean?
I don't know. I've.
Did they mean why aren't you?
Why aren't I talking about the aliens found in the ocean?
Why is Sarah not talking about the aliens found in the ocean? Okay, my bad.
Can you please find me the aliens found in Mexico, alien creatures found in the ocean, a white orb coming off the Kuwaiti coast? Is that it?
I don't know. It's followed by something about Lauren Boebert, so I don't... I don't know. We'll look it up. We'll look it up. We'll get on that.
Yeah, please find me. I would love to... God, if today was the day we found out about the aliens, wouldn't that be something?
Sometimes we're talking about something and go down a rabbit hole, and then when we pick up the thread, I don't even remember what we started with.
Right.
So,
it's hard. It's
I don't know. Like when you just said the aliens, I'm like, I must have missed that whole segment. Where was I? I know I'm here, but what was I thinking of? Because I don't remember that at all.
Sarah was talking about aliens again. I just tuned out.
Guy here, it's all about the group chat. I don't do the group chat.
Oh my God, John does the group chat and I'm always like, please put your phone on silent. Because it just, once those stupid dudes get going with their stupid, they send all these TikTok things and it's all, you know, meme this and hilarious comment that, and when are we going to go have our beers at the Deuce? It's just silence that.
I'm starting to use the Instagram Messenger a little bit more.
Like, is that so?
Vinny sent me a really cute video we put up on the Facebook page of a girl putting on some makeup.
Oh, the little girl who had a makeup
super
disaster.
Super cute. But I have to think to check it.
It's up on the Facebook page.
Or be told.
I know.
She's very funny. And any parent will go, oh, I remember my kid. You know, the other day I was sitting in my bedroom and my daughter was in her bedroom and they're just a little bit across from each other. And she's in there and she's singing Olivia Rodrigo. And I thought of your boy, like you mentioned you listening to Sean sing Kelly Clarkson all the time. And it's those moments. Those are the ones that just stand out where you're like,
they're the memories that you will just close your eyes and treasure the rest of your life. Just listening. There's nothing like listening to your kids sing.
Right. And that video of that little girl is another moment that mom is so glad she caught, because this daughter's like, stop laughing. I tried to put on makeup and it didn't. And then she's like, how do I get this crap off my face? And the mom goes, where did you learn that word?
You're three. Well, I listen to you all the time, Mom.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I have an AirTag on my dog. I beep him back to me. That's funny. Yeah. Coming up in the trash, new music and more.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.